The McLean and Dickie Aurelia Terriers are no longer the underdogs. They are a team on the rise, with an owner committed to leading them into a new era. Andrew McDonald, a longtime Aurelia area resident, has officially taken ownership of the Aurelia Terriers Junior C hockey team, marking a new chapter for the franchise that has just concluded its best season in team history. The 56-year-old businessman from Hamilton finalized the purchase from previous owner and former Aurelia Travelways captain Jamie Clark on August 1. However, McDonald's journey with the Terriers began nearly a decade ago, when the team was at its lowest point. "I was involved with the team in their worst season," McDonald recalled. "We had a record of 4-38 in the 2015-16 season. It was a tough year, but it was a learning experience. That difficult season led to a turning point." Clark, who had owned the team for years, gave McDonald and former coach Jason Hooper a chance to take the reins. "Jamie called us to a meeting and basically said, 'I'm either going to sell the team or you guys tell me you can make it work.' Hooper and I said, 100%, we want to take a shot at this." 2 years ago, Clark expressed his desire to step away, offering McDonald the opportunity to take full ownership. With the support of his wife and his two sons, McDonald made the decision to purchase the team. He emphasized his first priority was ensuring the financial stability of the franchise. "You don't buy a junior hockey team to make money," he said. "The goal is to break even, maybe start the following year with a few dollars in the bank, but mainly, we want to keep the team healthy and sustainable." Clark had been instrumental in keeping the Terriers afloat in the past, often writing large personal checks to cover expenses. Now, McDonald has ensured the team is self-sufficient, allowing it to focus on building a winning culture. "That culture has already produced results. For the last 3 seasons, we've broken the previous year's record," McDonald noted. "That's how we know we're on the right track. Every year, we're getting better." The team's management group that includes head coach Dallin Telford has rebuilt the Terriers from a struggling franchise into a thriving, competitive program. This year, under McDonald's leadership, the Terriers soared to a record-breaking the first of June 35 season, finishing second in the North Carruthers division of the Provincial Junior Hockey League. The team was propelled this year by standout forward Jordan Fuller, who led the entire league in scoring with 114 points in 42 games, narrowly missing the league's all-time scoring record. As the playoffs begin tonight, expectations for a Schmalz Cup appearance are higher than ever for the Terriers. "Our goal is to win the Carruthers division," McDonald said. "We've never made it to the division final, but if we get there, we're going to want to win it. We have the pieces to do it." For years, Aurelia has struggled to get past the second round of the playoffs, with division rivals Stayner and Alliston historically blocking their path. "Every year, the furthest we've gone is the second round," McDonald said. "This year, we want to change that." His confidence in the team stems from its leadership group on the ice. "Our captains, Devin Edmonds, Dylan Palamaki, Josh Presley, lead by example," McDonald said. "They're not just great hockey players, they're involved in the community. They volunteer, help with minor hockey, and represent the Terriers the right way." He and his team are committed to making Aurelia a destination for junior hockey players for years to come. "When we were 4-38, it was hard to get players to come here," he said. "Now, we're building a program where kids want to be Terriers." The Terriers have also benefited from strong community backing, with longtime sponsors like the Helensky family and McLean and Dickie Insurance providing crucial support through a multi-year sponsorship agreement. "Their sponsorship gave us the ability to focus on hockey and building a competitive team," McDonald said. He believes the community supports the team because junior hockey is an essential part of Aurelia's identity. "I once read that a healthy Canadian city has a university, a microbrewery, and a junior hockey team," he said. "Well, we've got all three." McDonald's long-term vision is clear. He wants to keep the Terriers in Aurelia and maybe someday explore moving up to a higher division when the time is right. "Right now, our focus is on staying competitive and growing our fan base," he said. As the Terriers prepare for the playoffs, McDonald has a simple message for fans. "We will play as hard as we can every night. If you support us, we'll make sure we give you something worth cheering for." The Terriers open their best-of-seven first-round playoff series versus the Flyers in Midland tonight. The series returns home to Aurelia for Game 2 on Saturday. Game time at Rotary Place in West Orillia is 7:30 p.m.